For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Logan Miller. I'm joined here today by Sky Holmgren, who is the owner of The Veld, which is a new business in Rexburg. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So first, what is The Veld?
So The Veld is a virtual reality arcade, and we've dabbled with a few words. We don't know whether to use arcade or hub or center or venue. But it will be a place where people can come in and bring their friends and play virtual reality games together. We've got things like laser tag, paintball, escape rooms, Beat Saber, if anyone's ever heard of that, rock climbing, and all sorts of games.
That sounds really fun. So what was the inspiration behind the creation of this business?
Well, my wife and I, so my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, it's my wife's sister, got an Oculus Quest 1 a couple years ago, and they introduced it to us, and we loved it. And just as we were introduced to it, they were taking orders, pre-orders for the Oculus Quest 2. So we got on that list, and when it finally came, we just fell in love with virtual reality. So I guess just after falling in love with it, we realized, we kind of looked in town to see if there were other places that were offering it. And there were a few, but we kind of felt like it wasn't really reaching its potential in the multiplayer realm, like having friends come in and play as groups. So we really wanted to bring that to Rexburg.
Awesome. Kind of talk a little bit more about like why you guys love VR so much. And VR is like probably just like the newest innovation when it comes to gaming. It's a very unique way to play. So what was it about VR that got you guys excited about it?
Oh man. I mean, the first time you play VR, it blows your mind. I mean, you don't know where you are anymore. It transfers you into a whole new world. And I don't know. My wife and I are a little bit more physically active as well. So it kind of felt, it was a better experience not having to sit on the couch and play games, but to be up and moving. And then I fell in love with laser tag. It was my favorite game. There's an online community that's really grown on me. And so that's just kind of why we fell in love with it. And I think anybody that gets on the VR, like I said, it just blows your mind the first time you're in there.
Awesome. And so you've kind of talked about a little bit of what games you guys are going to be offering there. And so you've got laser tag, paintball, things like that. And that's such an interesting mesh when it comes to what more people are used to when it comes to a traditional arcade. You know, you've got laser tag is a very prime example of a fun thing that a lot of people do at entertainment centers. But how is the addition of VR something that makes that a more unique experience?
I think it just provides for a greater variety of games, and we really tried to provide something for everybody. In addition to the ones I listed earlier, we also have things like zombies, where you're just taking on the zombie apocalypse, and just a few more immersive experiences more that kind of just add to the experience of being there.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, I feel like with VR headsets, it kind of adds to a different setting, you know? Like, normally most people would probably walk into a building and expect, you know, laser tag. There's a few obstacles and some windows and maybe, like, a second floor. You get to shoot people from, like, the top floor. You know, like, fun stuff like that. But once you go into VR, man, you're like, there are places where you could just be in a cityscape, you know? You completely enter a new environment that you have to get used to. So,
I mean, you'll see when you come into our building where it's just a bunch of empty rooms with a few things on the wall. Once you get into that VR, you're not limited to anything really. You can, like you said, there are laser tag maps that are cityscapes. And so, yeah, that's one thing that's awesome about VR.
Yeah, that's really cool. So a little bit more about your business. When it comes to owning a business in Rexburg, you know, we're in a big college town. There's a lot of excitement when it comes to going around and finding new places to have fun. And so how are you guys going to make your, I mean, aside from being a VR arcade, what's a good way for you guys to kind of stand out amongst all the other businesses here in Rexburg?
Well, it's three things really. And the first one is we really wanted to make it available financially to students. And so we've really searched for ways to keep our costs down so that we can keep our prices low. And so right now, if you come in, we're charging $12 an hour, which compared to the virtual reality itself competition in town is much more affordable. Secondly, we offer multiplayer, which, again, compared to the competition in town, you can come in with groups of four. I mean, we have 12 headsets right now with plans to expand to 16 in the near future. So you can come in with a group of four, a group of eight, or a group of 12, and everyone can get into one game and play together. And then thirdly, and this is kind of cool, a cool thing, we're wanting to put on a sort of VR league in town. And so league season one will be starting up May 3rd, I think is the date. And you can find that on our website. But what the league is, it's a competitive event that will go over the course of 5 weeks and allow teams to compete and then compete for a final championship. And for this league season one, we'll actually be giving away an Oculus Quest 2 to the MVP of the championship team. And so just having that league, I think will hopefully attract a lot of more competitive folks. And so season one will be laser tag. Season two, planning on possibly paintball, but that could change, to be decided. So those are the three things that we hope are going to set us apart, kind of give us a competitive advantage in a college town.
That's really cool. I never even thought of like a competitive way to play VR. That seems very interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. Like I said, I spend a couple hours in laser tag, or I did before we were doing all this work on the Veld, but I would spend a couple hours a night just playing competitively, and really that's, like I said, what made me fall in love with VR, and everyone will have their own thing that will get them to fall in love. But yeah, we just hope to have people in and have them experience it. And it is kind of a once in a lifetime experience to get into VR for the first time.
Awesome. So outside of the competitive tournaments you guys have, do you guys have any plans for any more fun events to do?
We have been talking with a few establishments in town to try and come and do VR nights with them, because the headsets are 100% mobile, we can take them wherever. So none I think that I could say right now, but there are a few events in the works. Yeah, the big one will be the league championships. I think it's June 5th is a Saturday where we'll be hosting all the teams and giving away prizes.
Awesome. All right, so where can someone find more info on your guys' business?
We are at theveldvr.com. We're also on Facebook at the Veld Virtual Reality. Or you can come in tonight. We're opening at 4 p.m. every day. Saturdays we'll be opening at 11 a.m. Just come in, get some more information. I will say, too, we're offering a free VR experience to first-time customers. So anybody that comes in, there's an Oculus Quest first steps tutorial like thing that is meant to show you the power of VR, and we're offering that free to anybody that wants to come in and just and experience that.
Awesome. All right, where are you guys located?
We're on 18 East Main Street. It's directly above the Family Crisis Center if you're driving down Main Street there on the south side of Main Street.
All right, awesome. So that's all the questions I had for you. Thank you so much, sir, for the time to talk with me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.